Hey, thanks for holding. Is this Joe?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? We got the same name. My name is Joey. I'm one of the pricing directors here for Local Splash. How's your Wednesday going so far?
Nice, doing pretty good.
Good, good, awesome. At least your name is going to be easy to remember. But
There you go.
looks like you were speaking with Victor. I know he just got done going over a couple of things here with you. Looks like he sent you over to me for some questions and also to go over some pricing. So I'm happy to do that. But before I do, I just want to double check. I mean, do you have any questions or concerns about the program or like how we actually get like AJ Plumbing LLC directly to the first page of Google? Anything like that?
I mean, no, I kind of understand how it works. It's just, it's like paying for an advertising space. I get it, What I was telling Victor is I just don't have a website set up yet. So,
Okay.
putting me on the front page of Google doesn't really do me any good with any work for them to go.
Yeah, I agree
Right.
100%. Yeah, yep, yeah, I agree 100% with you for sure. It looks like you've only been in business for what, 3 months now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have a package for clients that are under 6 months and under. And basically,
Okay.
what it does is that it allows you to actually have a presence online. So like if somebody's looking for you, searching for your services, then we make sure that you'll be one of the top recommended results. It's also including a website and also social media advertisements as well. So have you thought about like having a website? I know you're still early in business, but was that like something that you kind of thought about doing maybe in the future?
Yeah, for sure later on. I've kind of just pursued a little bit different avenues for like advertising and getting business. I just this is my first month signing up with Angie's List.
Okay.
So I'm trying that right now. So obviously as a new business, I don't want to just dump a bunch of money into advertising to try to make something work. I got to kind of go piece by
Yeah.
piece. So I'm definitely interested in you guys, but I think as far as like right now today, I don't think anything's gonna happen.
Okay.
But if you guys want to shoot me an email or something over with whatever kind of deal, maybe in like a month or so, I could take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, just to be upfront with you, Joe, we're a premier partner for Google. We've been doing this for the last 19 years, and we're a premier channel partner. So we can only work with one company per industry per area. So we're literally calling throughout the area to fill the position. So if you're like, hey, this isn't the right time, no big deal. We're definitely going to move on to the next business.
Okay.
However, I do feel like this is going to be a good service for you. Like I said, if you want to pass up, I'm not going to twist your arm for it. But you've mentioned that you were with who? Was it Angie's or Home Advisors? Like a pay by lead service
Angie's
type of
List,
deal?
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
Okay.
so like I just pay them a flat rate and then they promote me
Yeah.
to whatever customers in every area. So
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So it's like so it's not a pay by lead service, you just pay them monthly and they just send you leads up to that budget.
whatever. Yeah. So well not even up to I don't even think it's up to that budget. They don't really have like a cap on it. But
Right.
it's like per volume. They put my name out to a certain volume of people and then they expect that X amount of leads will get sent my way.
Okay. Gotcha. Got it. And I'm assuming you're paying what, like $20, $30, $40 a lead? Roughly on average.
No, I don't pay per lead. So that's just a 1 month payment.
So one month flat rate. I gotcha. Okay. And so I've been doing this for 10 years. This might be the first time I heard somebody doing like a flat month over at Angie's. I thought that they only did like they'll give you like credits or whatever, or you do like a pay by lead service or something like that. But do you know where they get their like leads from? Like, do you know where those leads are actually coming from through Angie's?
So it's from Angie's List. They have their own website set up. So if you
Yep.
need someone to do something in your home, you can go to Angie's List and find some professional to do it. And then they
Exactly.
promote you on their list. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess the point that I was making is in order for Angie's to get their own clients, what you're doing right now is that you're paying for Google, right? The only downside is that you're going through Angie's. So you're going through a middleman. So the reason that Angie's gets their clients and their leads, I mean, think about it this way. When was the last time you heard of somebody going like Angie-ing something? Or going on Angie's to find work. It just typically doesn't happen, right? Like if I'm looking for a plumber, my toilet just breaks. and I need a plumber, I'm not going to go to Angie's. I'm going to go to Google. I'm going to search plumber near me if I don't know where to go. Now, once a client does that search, what ends up happening is that you get all the way at the top, you get your sponsored ad for Google. The second section is your business section, which is the map section. That's actually where we would put your own business. And then all the way at the bottom, where the websites are, that's where Angie's are. So what Angie's does, and even in your area, Angie's will, they'll promote like your top 10 plumbers in the area, right? So it's not like it's exclusive. So the leads that you're getting through there, you're not the only one that's getting that phone number to call, right? There's four, five, six other plumbers that you're going to have to work with. A lot of times people would rather, and you let me know if this is going to be a game changer for you, but would you rather be, you know, kind of on your toes and getting, you know, the phone numbers and calling them directly, or do you want the client to actually call you directly rather than you chasing them? What do you feel would be better?
I mean, I guess I don't really think that it matters either way. I think people that are serious and want work done will want you to come at least take a look, you know?
This is more for you. So as a business owner, would you rather, like, receive phone numbers for you to sit down and call, or would you rather just have the client call you directly?
I mean, I guess I don't really have a preference. I don't really see the difference.
Okay. I mean, the difference is this. Like, you know, as a business owner, there's so many things that you're going to have to do, right? Whether it's setting up a website, whether it's doing your own marketing, whether it's driving out to a job, whether it's doing your paperwork, whether it's coming up with how you're going to accept it, the whole nine yards. A lot of times what people don't want to do is work for somebody else. That's why they become a business owner, right? They rather do things on their own. So sometimes when you sign up with companies, and it's not Angie's, I'm just saying just pay by lead services, period. What they do is that they're providing you phone numbers and you're relying on the numbers that they only provide you. So you don't know if it's exclusive. You don't know where they're coming from. You don't know who contacted them, who didn't contact them. And then on top of that, you're going to have to get on the phone and call them, right? Sometimes they answer. Sometimes they don't answer. Sometimes they say they're going to do research on your company. If that happens, if you don't have a strong online presence, like if you don't have a Google business profile, no reviews, no Facebook business page, no website, they're probably going to choose your competitors, right? That is what I mean. What we offer is marketing your own business, right? Like if you're with, you have two reviews right now with Angie's, right? Five stars. Let's say you're with them for 6 months. If you ever decide to leave them, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, they take all that with them, right? It's not like you can take those reviews. And then what they do is that they take the reviews and they just resell them to your competitors. At least if you went the Google route, it's all your business. Let's say you're with us for 6 months, and let's say we get your Google business profile and you get 100 reviews. If you decide to leave us, it's all yours. I mean, you take all that with you. That's number one. Number two, you don't have to pay by lead. I know you're not doing that now. I'll give you what the monthly price is. You let me know if it's even in your ballpark. But we get a lot of times people would rather go the Google route rather than being under somebody else like Angie's or Home Advisors or things like that, because you can't really take any of that stuff with them. We'll build a website for you. We build it, manage it, maintain it for you. We make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. We connect it directly to your Google business profile. So once we rank you on the top spot for plumbing, somebody types in plumbing services near me, you'll be one of the top recommended. We're also going to connect your website to it too. So even if you did, if the client wanted to do research on your company, they have a professional website for them to land on. Now on top of that, what we also include is Facebook advertisements. Do you guys have like a Facebook business page?
No, I don't have anything set up online yet.
Nothing. Okay. Are you okay with, so let's say you decide to go with the program, right? Would you be okay with having us help you set up a Facebook business page? It takes like 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll optimize it for you, and then we'll actually start doing like live advertisements and target advertisements for your Facebook business page for you?
I'm not interested in that right now.
Perfect. So if you're interested in your Google listing and your website, it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. Cancel at any time. No penalties for canceling either. Everything we do here is month to month. Same thing, flat rate. What we can do it for to get you on the top spot for Google and also for your website, it'd be $249 a month. So it'd be $249 month to month. You're basically, you would cut out the middleman. Even if you ran a side by side with Angie's, it's probably going to be beneficial doing it that way anyways. Just because if you do decide to keep them, if somebody does have to do research on your company, they're going to probably want to have something to land on to. a lot of times we get a lot of people that do run a side-by-side by the second or third month. I mean, they're completely getting rid of everything else. They're just sticking to Google because you're getting leads second-handedly through Google anyway. That's where Angie's gets their leads from. Again, statistically, people just don't look up specifically an Angie's or a Home Advisors or something like that. They find it through going through, like, plumber near me, something along those lines. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. I'm picking up what you're putting down on that. I just think that, like, also from, like, I understand what you're saying with the volume with Google and everything else as well, but
yeah.
I think that, like, the jobs I do look at on Angie's are going to be more for sure jobs and actual bigger jobs, real renovation, not just, like, someone, oh, this one thing happened. Let me find a plumber and get the cheapest price. It's people that are...
That's what people do for, like... Right. I think you might have that backwards just because whenever somebody is looking for the cheapest service, they're typically looking at like Home Advisor, Angie's, Thumbtack, Nextdoor. Those are services that provide you as a business owner with leads. Whenever somebody is reliant on leads to be generated, it doesn't really matter where they come from the company. They're just going to send you whatever, right? So it's not like they are exclusive. So statistically, you're probably going to
yeah,
get.
But
they're not
exclusive.
I'm not
either. You know what I mean?
There would be a lot more.
Nothing.
There would be a lot more exclusive on Google, and the reason is because you get to dictate the type of jobs that you want. As an example, if you do certain type of plumbing, if there's certain areas that you wanted to target, if there's a certain demographic that we want to target, we can. So it's a lot more laser focused when it comes to Google because we would only show your company specifically for people that are looking for maybe commercial plumbing jobs as an example or residential plumbing jobs. If there's specific plumbing jobs that you want, that's a keyword. With us, you can choose up to 15 different jobs. So if anybody's looking for those larger or smaller jobs, that is the only time that we'll have your business directly on that first page of Google. That's what I mean by exclusive. Whenever somebody makes a search, right, commercial plumbing near me or something along those lines, they're going to try to find a company that's going to do the best service for them. Normally, when somebody's trying to find the cheapest service, they're not looking, they're not going to contact the company directly. They're going to try to find deals and discounts, right? If you type in cheapest, you know, cheap plumber near me, Angie's is probably going to have a lead there that says, hey, here's your top 10, you know, plumbing companies. And then they're going to sell that one client to 10 people and you guys are battling it out because you're all on Angie's. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't know. I mean, I think Angie's List does a very similar thing. They've already laser focused from Littleton to Erie. The portion that I've wanted to, they've already set up in my profile that I don't do drain cleaning, that I do renovations and stuff like that. I think that portion of it is just kind of, is what it is. I understand what you're talking about, like the reviews staying on Google. That is a really good portion as well. But
I'm assuming they're probably not doing a website for you. So like if a client has to do research on you, where are you sending them? Just back to Angie's, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've never had anyone try to do research on a one-man plumbing company. It doesn't really seem...
Yeah, they
crazy.
They probably got
if they find me through Angie's, they could see all my reviews on there anyway. So I mean,
yeah, they probably. So as a business owner, and look, what I'll do. It doesn't sound like you want to go with the program. We'll move on, but I'll give you my information in 30 days. If you realize it might not be what it cracked up to be, you're more than welcome to give us a call, text, email, whatever the case may be. I'll definitely help you out as much as I could, in that case. But, yeah, I mean, if you feel like Angie's is going to be a better option, and if you feel like, just so you know, they may not tell you that, but, you know, if somebody is looking for your services, you call them, you know, they say, hey, they don't want to think about it. Well, them wanting to think about it is doing research. Just like we don't expect you to sign up with us, right? And just say, here's my credit card, take it. You're probably going to say, hey, do you have anything online, right? Do you have a website? Are you a real person? Are you a real plumber? How long have you been doing plumbing for? You know, when you're looking at the real small jobs, then yeah, probably. They're probably not going to do research. You know, somebody needs a plumber, you know, and it's a small job and they find you online through Angie's, and you're affordable, they'll probably hire you. But when you're looking at the bigger jobs, they're not just going to hire any Joe Schmo off the street. You know, it's not like you're the only plumber that's in your area. I mean, it's kind of saturated in your market right now. Really, the only way to get ahead is through marketing. So I think
it's really not. I've been in a company with 120 plumbers, and I think five of them have maybe passed the test as a plumber. It is not a saturated market at all. There's very few of us.
Well,
I feel like I know almost everyone in the area.
Well, the definition of saturation wouldn't be skill, right? Like if there's 100 of them and like two of them are really good, it's still 100 of them, right?
Yeah, but 98 of those people could maybe change a water heater. Two of them could actually replumb their house. That's the difference.
That may be the difference. True. If it's that niche, but it's not going to change the fact that there are plumbers there. But like I said, Joe, you know, I'm here to help you. You know, I know you've been in business for about 3 months. And, you know, my job is to make sure that you're getting the, you know, the best quality. If you feel like they're going to be better, then what I'll do is I'll send you my contact info. You could do some research, hint, about the company. And, you know, in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, if you guys are, which I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping you guys are crushing it. You don't even have to leave Angie's. Stay with them for the rest of your life, you know, as long as it works. But if you're ever in a position where you feel like, it might not be what you thought it was going to be, contact me. And then what we'll do is that we'll take a look at a couple of things together then, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, right. I was just like kind of thrown off by the fact that I asked Victor to send me over some price ranges and he had to send me over to you and this and that. It's just like, I don't know. Personally, over like an over the phone thing where you're doing what you said was not good and you're chasing your clients down, which you told me not to do, it just doesn't seem very solid and secure. Does that make sense?
Repeat that one more time. I didn't understand that.
Like, I guess what's the most off-putting to me about you guys calling me is,
yeah,
like, A, the fact that Victor can't tell me prices straight up.
Yeah.
B, the fact that you're doing the one thing that you told me that I shouldn't be doing. And you're trying to chase me as a client.
Which is what?
And you told me not to do that.
Which is
chasing
what exactly?
Chasing clients down.
Well, we don't chase clients.
You're literally just chasing me for half an hour.
Well, maybe we have a different definition of chasing. So, like, for instance, if you pass up on this opportunity, I'm going to give you my contact information. You can call us tomorrow, next year, 50 years from now. You know, we're not going to continue to call you, right? That's what I'm saying. Our job is just to fill a position. That's it. The only reason that we called you, Joe, is because we get, as a premier partner for Google, we get a pre-qualified candidates list. Our team, like Victor, what they do is that they get that list and they start at the top in a certain area. Right now, it's your area. We're looking for a plumber. If you decide to go with it, we close out the category. We don't work with anybody else. That's it. We're not calling everybody else in the area. We're not chasing everybody else down. The position's closed. We move on to the next area. If you decide not to go with it, which it sounds like you're not, well, we're not going to chase you, right? And I'm not trying to chase you. As if you want to stay with Angie's, this whole time I'm saying, stay with them. I'm just giving you options. I'm just letting you know, hey, these are the services that we offer where I feel may benefit your business. If you do not agree that it does not benefit your business to have a website, to be ranking on the first page of Google anytime somebody looks for any type of plumbing service specifically for what you guys are looking for, and you also may not want to run Facebook advertisements, which is okay too, that is totally fine. That's what I mean. That's why I didn't say like, hey, I'm going to call you tomorrow or call you next month or next year. I was just going to send you my contact info for you to call. The reason that Victor doesn't give out pricing because anybody that's under 2 years, we can approve premium pricing for. I'll give you an example. Normally, the service that I just offered you is about $499 to $599 a month. So that's $499 to $599 a month. Anytime somebody is 2 years
right.
under in business, we understand that you're probably not making $1 million. You probably can't afford $500 a month in order for you to have that marketing. So what we do is that we're able to apply that discount. I'm a manager in the area. I can approve that. I did approve that. It's allowed me to bring it down to $249. So that's really it. But I do understand what you're saying.
Right.
You know, obviously I don't want you to feel that way. You know, like I said, even if we're parting ways, you know, I'll help you as much as I could, even asking questions. I'm going to send you a text message. Like I said, I have my name, our company name, and then you'll also have our phone number with my direct extension. If it doesn't work out in a month or two, 3 months, all I'm saying is that if you wanted to call us, you can. If the position's filled, we have other things. We have Google Ads. We have Google Guarantee. That doesn't require a position. We can work with everyone and anybody when it comes to that stuff. So if we fill it, we can still at least help you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
Okay. Any other questions before I let you go?
So you said that the thing was $249. Right.
It's too
what
much.
Is
it's
stopping that from going up to $4.99 after my 6 months or 2 years, whenever your thing's up with?
That's not how it works, but I do understand your concern. People ask me that all the time, but
right.
The discount that we have.
Contract no obligation, fellas. Just make the price whatever you want.
Well, I don't think we'd be in business 19 years if that was the case, right? That would be terrible. But I do understand your concern. It's $249
a month. Companies do it every fucking month. They've been around for 30 years. I don't know.
Yeah, don't even tell me about phone company. I literally, it's funny you said that because my bill was like been consistently $90. They just jumped it up to $123, and I called them yesterday. I'm like,
exactly.
Where did this even come from? And they were like, oh, it's this.
Right.
And
then it'll take a month to figure it out, and then there's
a couple of months. Yeah.
Fucking no.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Super frustrating, but I'll answer that for you.
For sure.
It is locked in. So again, because we're a premier partner, we are trained and certified by Google, which means that we can't offer something that we can't do. I read you off a voice verification. It is recorded. And we also send you the service agreement, which shows you that it will be $249 for the remainder of your career with us. It will never change. It's month to month. If it changes, not saying it will because it can't, but a year from now, if it ends up changing and you're like, I don't agree, you can literally just cancel. But that doesn't happen. You know, if you're with us for 10 years, 10 years from now, it'll be $249 a month. Now, I will tell you, the only time it
got
will change
it.
If you're
so
with
it's
us
a verbally
year,
contract, but it's not a set amount of time contract, is what you're saying.
It is not a set amount of time, no. So it stays $249. That comes with first page placement on Google,
right.
Like I said, for those keywords, and it comes with your website fully built. If you wanted to also do the Facebook ads, which you don't have to, that's included in the $249. I recommend it, but if you don't want it, I'm not going to force somebody to do that. We would just do the two.
Yeah. Honestly, I just don't really like Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg. It's kind of like a personal thing. That's really why.
Okay, that's fair. I won't bring it up anymore.
Yeah. You're fine. I'm like, no, that's just where I stand on that shit. But
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We don't even do Facebook. I don't even know why I brought it up. It doesn't even exist. No, I'm joking. We do it, but all jokes aside, yeah, so it would be your Google listing and then your website. Now, I will tell you, though, that even though we're including the website for you, it still stays the $249. It's a full-fledged website. I mean, it's a fully built website. It has everything that you would need. You know, it's not some like, you know, I don't know if you know where like a landing page is, but it's not like a landing page that just says, you know, AJ's Plumbing LLC, call us now. No, it's like a full-fledged professional site. You can have as many pages as you want. We make all the changes for you. We do everything for you. And on top of that, we do all your marketing for you too. So you don't have to worry about contacting people, calling people. People are going to call you directly. It's month to month. We want to put our feet to the fire. We want to prove this stuff to you. You know, and we prove it to you on a month-to-month basis. Now, between me and you, just so you know, we get people all the time. The reason we do month-to-month is because by the second or third month, people are calling us like, hey, this is great. Do you guys have, like, cheaper options for, like, 6 months, a year, 2 years? And we say, yeah, of course, right? But we want to prove it to you first, right? And that's why we do it that way.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Well, you're a good salesman, I'll give you that.
It's easy with Google. Yeah, honestly, it is.
Yeah, the name speaks for itself.
I mean, it's 15 years, number one search engine on the planet. There's not even a close second. I don't even know if I told you this, but we also get you listed on Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We handle all that for you. So somebody searching on Yelp, searching on Bing, searching on Apple, you'll also be one of the top recommended results there. We make sure if they're searching on like an iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, desktop, it doesn't matter how they're searching. It does matter where. So like we can cover up to 50 miles. I don't know how far. I apologize. I was trying to look to see what Richard wrote, but do you travel more than 50 miles?
Probably for sure. Yeah, I don't know the exact mileage, but yeah, I mean, I'll go wherever.
You'll go wherever. Okay, perfect. So we'll keep it at the 50 miles then for you, so that way you're not driving all over God's creation, because we can spread it to like 100, but like, you know, if you're doing one job over here and then the next job is across, you can take a lot of time driving.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of leads you're getting,
sure.
you don't
want
to kind of
drive
be one, two, yeah.
Miles, so.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why we decided about like 50, just because it allows you to get the most work done per day, per week, per month. So,
gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, what do you say, man? I mean, I'm happy, Joe. We got the same name, but not say that has anything. But you know, I would like to prove this to you. It's more exciting for me whenever we sign somebody up that's under 2 years, especially under 6 months. Just because you guys need the most help. Like, we get guys that call us 10 years in business. Like, we're charging $4.99, $5.99 a month, right? You can't be in business for 10 years and say you don't got any money. You know, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
But the startups, like, all your money is going into equipment, work, tools, your truck, gas, marketing, right? A lot of times you don't have that capital because you don't have, you know, hundreds of people a month calling you, right? So that's why we would like to help.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to do it, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, Joe, I think you'll love it for sure. I'm going to be a point of contact for you, okay? You're going to get an account manager assigned. They're going to go over all the technical stuff with you. We do a white glove service here. The interview that we'll do with you is about 30 minutes long. So once we close the listing, we completely stop the calls. Nobody else gets it. And then we'll schedule that interview. That'd be like today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but we'll figure that part out.
Yeah, so we do Friday for sure on that.
Yeah, that part doesn't matter. It's the listing that matters the most. So if you wanted to do a Friday when we get to that point, just tell me. I'll put you in for Friday and get you locked in. Yeah, and they'll go over all the technical stuff, your Google listing, and then for your website too. That'll give you plenty of time to think about stuff for your website so you can if you have like examples of other people's websites that you like, if you have some ideas of your own, obviously if you have pictures, we love those. But during that time is when you give all that stuff to them and they'll start creating it for you then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's get the listing created at least here. Is your actual name Joe? Is it Joey or is it Joseph?
My friends call me Joey. Some people call me Joe. Actual name is Joseph.
Joseph. Okay. So for me, my name is Joey. On my birth certificate is Joey. So I didn't know I had a nickname for a name until I was like a teenager. So yeah. I thought Joey was like a name and everybody was like, no, that's a nickname. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. But all right. Joseph it is. And then what's your last name?
Flagell. F-L-A-G-E-O-L-L-E.
F-L-A-G-E-L-L-E, right?
G-E-O-L-L-E.
G-E-O as in October, and then L-L-E.
Yep. Correct.
Perfect, thank you. And what's a good email address for you?
AverageJoePlumbing@Outlook.com.
Outlook.com. Good contact number for you, 474-6843. And your actual legal business name, AJ Plumbing LLC?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And what is your current, what is your current business address?
10781 Claire Lane, C-L-A-I-R-E.
Okay. Is that in North Glen?
Correct.
Colorado 80234.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And I'm assuming you don't have, you know what a domain name is, like the .com? Do you have like a .com at all? Or?
Yeah, no. None of that.
No? Okay, so we'll get that. We'll get one for you. So the way that works is you just let us know like what name. So let's say ajplumbingllc.com. As long as it's available, then we'll grab that for you, and we'll use that for your website. Or, you know, obviously something. It doesn't have to be that exactly, but, you know.
Right.
We'll get that for you. And Colorado, that's Pacific time, right?
Standard Mountain Time or General Mountain Time.
Okay.
GMT.
Thank you. All right. And, okay, so now the fun part is your keywords. So you don't have to let us know the keywords. You just got to let us know the job. Obviously, your bread and butter is plumbing, right? Now, we can get you found for bigger jobs, smaller jobs, in the middle. We can do residential, we can do commercial. So it's really up to you. Whatever you can handle and whatever you can do, that's what we'll get you listed for the first page for. Okay? So what jobs do you want to be found for on the first page of Google?
I mean, pretty much everything residential. So, like I said before, renovations, repipes, water heater changes, sewer scopes.
Oh, sewer scopes, okay.
Yeah. You could do commercial service, too.
You could do commercial. Are you by any, I'm assuming you're licensed, insured, one or the other?
Yep, both.
Okay, perfect. So commercial work for plumbing. Okay, so obviously plumbing is going to be your main category, but we got, you know, your renovation, repiping, water heater changes, sewer scope, and then obviously all those can also be used for commercial work. Do you want more residential or more commercial?
Preferably more residential.
Yes, good idea.
My bread and butter.
Yeah, I kind of figured. So let's do residential. Okay, and you said that you are licensed and insured. And when you go to a client's house, we'll have this listed online for you. We're not doing Facebook. When you go to accept payments from a client's house, how do you accept payment? Is it cash, check, credit, debit? Do you do Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just Venmo, cash, check. I don't have a card reader or any of that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so Venmo, cash, check. Those are three major ones.
Yep.
All right, and we are targeting, for some reason, it came up as Thornton, but I don't think that's...
Yeah, Northland's a really small area, and Thornton kind of surrounds it, so either one, you're close enough.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was going to ask you that just because we'll do, and you're okay with the 50-mile radius, right? So 50 miles from Thornton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I got everything we need for your interview on Friday, so we're all set. So let's go into closing out the listing. Like I stated to you earlier, I have to read you off a voice verification. It's going to go through kind of some similar than what I just asked you right now, but it's going to be on a recorded line that does lock you in at the 249 rate. Let's see here. I don't know why I didn't save. I apologize. It actually didn't save your address. It was 121. What was it again? I'm sorry.
10781.
10781. Claire. Lane, North Glen, Colorado, 80234.
You got it.
All right. Apologize for that. Let me refresh this here real quick. Okay. Now, is that your home address or is that like an actual business address?
That's my home address.
Okay. We can hide it yeah, I was going to say, if you don't want like random people showing up at your house, we can hide it all.
Yeah, I think I got like my shop or something. Yeah.
Exactly, yes. You know, it's weird because some people are like, no, it's okay. You can show it. I'm like, you want to show your like house address? Yeah, if they come, I'll just talk to them. I'm like, okay. You might want to have a company for that, but it's all right. Okay, so we'll hide that for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming the card you're going to use is the same address as the one we just got in Clear Lane, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And whenever you're ready, I'll get the card number now. I'll read you off the voice verification. We'll process it for the 249, and then we'll go into for Friday. We'll look at the times for Friday then, okay? So whenever you're ready, we'll do card number, expiration, and then three on the back.
Okay. Let me get out of the truck.
Yeah, that's fine. I have some other stuff here, so...
Okay.
Yep.
4259.
Sorry, before you
07.
What was the last digit there?
9.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. 0740.
Mm-hmm.
0713.
Mm-hmm.
2918.
Mm-hmm.
and then valid through 0428.
Okay, three in the back.
247.
Okay. And let me read you off that voice verification now. Before I do that, I'm going to get you a security question. You're going to get a lot of people possibly calling you, claiming that they're us. You're going to get a lot of reviews, things like that. We'll make sure that you're actually talking to us with the security question, okay? So we want to make sure that obviously you know you're talking to your actual marketer. There's three questions you can choose from. You just let me know which one we want, and we'll get the answer for it then, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right. You could choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
All right. If you want to say and spell that for me, please.
Earl, E-A-R-L.
Perfect. All right. So if you do call us, you'll know that you're speaking to us. We'll ask you what your mother's maiden name. You give the answer for Earl. And then we're good to go. Then we can discuss anything on your account then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the voice verification, like I said, if you have any questions while I'm going through this, please, like you've been doing, don't hesitate. Just ask me. We'll go through this together. It takes like 30 seconds. All right. You ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Call is going to be recorded for quality assurance. It's to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AJ Plumbing, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Flagel, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. You're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am, correct.
All right. Perfect. And we want to make sure you're responsive and we're getting the results as fast as possible. Once we process this, you're going to get a couple of things. You're going to get a text message and some emails. And in that text message, you're going to have our main headquarter number, okay? It's an 877 number. We'll have you save that in your phone as Local Splash. So that way, anytime you call us or we call you, you know exactly who to contact. And then if we do call you and you don't answer, totally fine. We get it. You're probably, like, doing a job. Just give us a call back as soon as you can because it's probably something we need on the account. Usually takes a couple of minutes. And we kind of just keep that needle moving forward then, all right? All right. And then, as I stated to you earlier, your initial payment, that'd be today. All right. That'd be July 17, 2024, in the amount of only $249. And when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew every single month on the 17th of every month for the remainder of your career here for only $249. And it will never change unless you ask us to. If you want to upgrade your service, we can do that. Again, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. Again, all you have to do is call us at that same 877 number, same number you call me, same number you call us. Speak to a rep, let them know you no longer want the service. We'll take care of that for you. We even have a pause feature here as well, okay? So if you get overworked, if you're booked for a month or two, and let's say you don't need your marketing, call us. We can pause your listing. We will not charge you the $249. And let's say 2 or 3 months later you want to start it back up again, just give us a call. We'll hit the play button, start your marketing all over again, and get the calls coming in for you then, okay? Is that all right?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, perfect. And last but not least is, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms? So.
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and process this now. Usually it takes about 30 seconds for this to go through. While it's actually going through, we can actually go through and look for Friday. So what time Friday did you want to do it?
Whatever time Friday morning works for whatever, I don't know if it's you or someone on your team.
Yeah, it'd be your account manager giving you a call.
Okay.
We have, as early as 8 a.m. available.
Yeah, 8 a.m. in my time.
8 a.m. your time, correct, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
All right, perfect. All right, let me get you locked in. It looks like... So I did try to process it. It did come up declined. I don't know if you want to double check or if you have a separate card that you like to use. We could definitely do that.
Okay. 1 second.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time. I'm going to get you in there for Friday at 8 a.m. here. Just grab your email. And it was averagejoeplumbing@outlook.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to get an email here shortly, just confirming that date. So let's do that now. All right, so you're good to go there.
Okay. What number did you have for that card?
So for security, I actually blocked it out. The last three was 2918. Let me double check, actually. Yeah, 2918.
Okay. Do you want to just re-enter it then?
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0740.
Mm-hmm.
0713.
Mm-hmm.
2918.
Perfect.
And then 0428.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I put 24.
Yeah, there you go.
I put 247. Okay, I was going to confirm that too. So, yeah, all right, that's it. Let me go back.
Gotcha.
And go into billing. Yeah, I put it to a date that doesn't even exist anymore. So, I mean, I wish I could go back in time.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be until April. It'd probably be back a long time ago, but... I wouldn't waste
time. I don't think you'd be calling me if you were.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't think I'd be on the phone. I mean, I like you, but not that much. I'd rather go with the past.
Do something important. Yeah.
Yeah. Do something important. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So let me process that one more time. I already got you in there for Friday, though. So do you want to just double check your email just to make sure you got that notification for Friday, 8 a.m. your time? If you can't get your email, that's fine, too. It looks like it went through, but.
Yeah, I got it on my calendar.
You did. Perfect. Okay, so you're good to go there. It finally went green on my side, so I apologize for that. That's my mistake. You're good to go.
All good.
We close out the listing. I've already let the team know. It automatically closes. We got you Friday, 8 a.m. Again, here's some things that you may want to think of. We're going to be doing a lot for you. So there's not much you need to do on the Google side. They'll explain to you what's needed for that. But for the website, like I said, just trying to think of some things. Do you have like pictures of some, I know plumbing is a little weird because you can't really get too many pictures of like, you know, plumbing stuff, but like, you know, maybe like new water heaters.
Well, and I mean,
something like that.
Like, a lot of my work, I do new construction houses, so I have all the
plumbing
completely exposed. So I could take a lot of pictures of stuff I don't hear. The problem is, that's not the most attractive to people, I think.
Yeah.
So it's just like, they just see a bunch of freaking pipes, they're like, I have no idea if this is good or not. So.
Yeah.
I think this work is a lot, like, nicer people like to see, but.
Yep.
Then you're just like, oh, there's a toilet. Yeah, it looks like a toilet.
That's what I'm thinking too.
You know?
Every time I talk to a plumber, I tell him the same thing. I was like, if you got pictures, but you know, I know some people just take a picture of a toilet. Like, here you go, I did this. Like, what did you do? That just looks like,
like
a regular toilet.
They're just like, okay, exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
they don't. All the magic work is hidden, unfortunately.
Is hidden, which is totally fine. Like I said, I know sometimes you guys have it, sometimes you don't. Our team is really good at actually doing all that for you. So we'll make sure that it's portrayed properly. Think about some, even if you have like examples of like competitors' websites, of plumbing jobs, or like plumbing like websites, you'll be able to send it to us on Friday. You know what I mean? Think about how you want it to look, stuff like that, and we'll make sure it's tidied up, really nice for you as well. But
and then Friday I'll be at my house, I'll have my computer and shit, so I'll be able to get some stuff going. So.
That was the last thing I was going to tell you. Just make sure, just like how we've been talking this whole time, I don't hear like a lot of noise. You're not like hammering away at anything. Just make sure you're at least in a spot where you can pay attention, because there is a lot that they go over. It's a white glove service. I mean, you're getting a really good bang for your buck. So this isn't just like one thing. It's a lot of moving parts that our team's going to do for you. So we're excited to have you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions for me?
What does white glove service mean, by the way?
Great question. So, actually, you might be the first person to ask me that question. I can't remember the last time somebody asked me a question about white glove services. So, white glove services is like, I just explained to you all of our products and I just signed you up. Sometimes people just do that and then that's it. what we do is that we do that interview with you, and during that interview, we actually break down every single thing that we're going to be doing for you, so you are very well informed and aware as to what your marketing team is doing. So we make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. If you have any technical questions during that time, they're happy to answer it for you. I'll be a point of contact for you as well. You can text, call, email me. You can contact your account manager. So, like, we make ourselves available to make sure that all your questions are answered, just like how I've been kind of doing it today. You know, that carries on for your remainder of your career with us. That's all I mean by white glove service. We just make sure everything is covered.
Got it.
And what you want.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
That's it. I think we're good.
Cool. Awesome. Hey, congratulations, Joe. I do appreciate your conversation today. I'm very excited to get your business kind of started off on the right foot here. If you have any other questions before Friday, let me know. If not, you have yourself a great rest of your day then, okay?
All right. You too, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks. No problem.